TR, KP4CBA.
In 0TR. Oh, I see that the storm has gone past Greer and Lyman down that area, and now another one's popping up just to the north of us up here.
We got just about 5 minutes of rain yesterday, but other than that, I don't think we've gotten much here lately. It's real interesting, but it does look kind of threatening north. I'm basically facing north, I think, and then over towards Greer. But anyway, so you must pay the preacher better than we do over here.
That's an old saying. Well, Dave, we only got 1100s, and we're sitting here watching what's the name of that show? Something Cop 2, with Axel Foley in it. Wasn't much else on. We watched some golf this morning and a little bit of road racing, and then the kids come over and spread bifenthrin on the lawn. It's pelletized. I told him it was too hot, but needed to be done this month. And it didn't take Scotty too long. He really moved fast out there, the son-in-law. So I was glad to get that done because, the heart surgeon said that some of the arteries on my heart, one of them looked like spaghetti, and he couldn't put a stent in it when they looked in there and with a heart cath. So have to have the heavy duty one, you know, with the open heart surgery type thing.
Exciting. So they're going to have to crack open your chest.
Keep your heart while they're working on it, if they haven't changed their ways.
Yeah, well, you know, no worries. I mean, your heart skips a beat every time you sneeze, so. Oh, me. Well, so you're having this in like 3 weeks? Is that what you said?
Oh, I haven't said an exact date, but it's first part of August there sometime.
Okay, well, we'll have to lift up some prayers for you. And I don't imagine that'll be a swift recovery, but I know they've made strides in heart surgery. But anyway, I was looking at this Dodge, whatever it is, that I'm coming up on Wade Hampton, and the underside of it, the plastic panel that you have to take down, you know, like for oil changes and stuff, it's just flapping in the breeze, and it's like it's hitting the road, and I'm sure they can hear it, but they probably don't know what it is.
I don't know if I sent you that bumper sticker the other day. I got a good one. You'll get a kick out of it if you want me to send it to you. The doctor that's going to do the surgery come in right after the guy that did the catheter last week. And he said, oh, you got a good strong heart. And I thought, yeah, I got congestive heart failure. It was down to 15% ejection fraction. It's back up to 35-40. So I'm glad of that. But they still got to do some tests. CT. There's a name for it, the type of CT. To make sure that I'm eligible for it, Dave. So I hope I get through those tests and another echo. And, we'll just have to wait and see, buddy. But I asked him, I said, how many of these you done, Dr. Davis, or how long you done this? And he says, let me think. The nurses were laughing. And he says, about 35 years.
Yeah, I have the hang of it by now. And, you know, he must be doing something right, or he would have, you know, been out of it long ago.
That's what I figured. Real nice guy. He's got 5 stars. You know, when they went in there with that calf, they didn't stay very long. They go up through your arm now if they can, and they did. But boy, there's a lot more to that than what meets the eye. They had more covers and crap on me than you can shake a stick at in that operating room. And one girl was going around singing at the same time. They were right at home, and very nice people, don't get me wrong. And not my particular type of music, but it was all right. It was better than just sitting there. And, oh, my gracious, those operating rooms are cold. But hoping for the best. I'm 77 years old, Dave. You don't quite get over these things as fast.
Before CBA. Yeah, my doctor told me that when I had my throat surgery. And I said, I don't want to hear that. Well, you know, I just turned 70, so I'm just 7 years behind you.
That makes you just a pup, as they used to tell me.
Slow down back there.
Tom, and I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm going to go inside and eat me some Mexican food here, but I'll stick around for your final, and I'll try to keep in touch with you about what's going on. And anyway, 73 is in 0TRK before CBA.
I think you're a great guy, even though nobody else does, but I do, Dave. Had to get one in there today. Yeah, there's some idiots on the wrong frequency or something up there. No call sign or anything getting in here. I don't know how they're doing it, but could cost them. Anyways, take care, Dave, and thanks for the thoughts and prayers. We appreciate it. Bernice said, tell you hi. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
One, and Bernice, make him behave. All right, KB4CBA.
CLX, sitting there reading the mail. Sorry to hear you got to go through this stuff, but it seems to be life now, dude.
TR, well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And, it's not something I really desire. I just got over kidney surgery there on March 31st, and it was pretty bad. But, I had some inch and a quarter kidney stones in there, and it's kind of hard to get out, I guess. But they got them. But, the bad part is I got such a bad back, and they go rolling me around doing all that stuff, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try. And I think that attitude is everything.
Thing, though, this is proof to Bernice that you do have a heart.
Yeah, no brain. A long time ago, I had that removed up in Kansas. Outpatient surgery.
Yeah, well, when do they schedule? I think you said next month.
Any specific date on it yet? But they're running bunches of tests. I think that's the reason. They called me and told me what medications to take and not to take, and which ones to quit. And, so I'm on the roster anyways.
For available room and day, I guess. Kind of a shame that it's that busy.
And boy, they are busy down there. They got 34 operating rooms there at Greenville Memorial.
I was January 2020. What a great year to remember. I had my wife in the emergency room down there at the other one. heck if I can remember the name at the moment. But anyway, they were taking ambulances coming from Greenville Memorial. That's how busy they were.
Is that, what's that other hospital, St. Francis, Bernice? Something like that? It's downtown, might be. And there was another one, Bernice, what's that urgent care took over? What was the name of that? I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about. We've been down there. The daughter's been there. Well, the daughter from Michigan will be here, and she's already booked a flight. And my daughter and all the family here will be here. They're always there, so I got some support, Mike, anyways.
A heck of a reason to have a family reunion, but I don't know. Like I said, it's life.
Here at the house, and I'll be in ICU for 4 days anyways.
For Bernice, you'll be taken care of.
About, and that's all that counts, Mike.
So I just pulled up the Publix here. I got to go in and rectify some bad order that we got. I'll talk with you later. Take care of yourself in the meantime. N6CLX, I'll be clear.
Thanks, Mike. Good to hear you. If they got any of those little sweet cherry plums, they're about an inch in diameter, get you a bag of those. I'm telling you, they're delicious. Take care, Mike. 73 and 6CLX and 0GR 73.
What's going on in the back there, but weaker than your signal. I'll look for them, Tom. Thanks for the advice. N6CLX clip.
Yeah, there's somebody that's traveling out there and got a radio in their vehicle, and I think they're probably bopping in there on their own frequencies, which is not good at all. But it's so hot, I think the repeater goes a little crazy too, so who knows. See you later, Mike, N0TR.